It left them no choice in life save choosing a mate, and even that was not for love, but for duty. Cirilla had always wished she could bring a little of the love of a sister to Kaylin. Perhaps she also wished Kaylin could have brought a little of that love to her, too, but it could never be. Maybe Kaylin had loved her from afar, as Cirilla had Kaylin. Perhaps Kaylin had been proud of her, too, in her own way. She had always hoped it was so. The thing that pained her the most was that though they both served the Midlands, she was loved by her people for doing her duty, but Kaylin was feared and hated for it. She wished Kaylin could know a people's love. It was a comfort that in part made up for the sacrifice, but a confessor never could. Perhaps, she thought, that was why they were taught to subjugate their emotions and needs. Kaylin, too, had tried to warn her of the danger from Kelton. It had been at the Midsummer Festival several years ago, the first summer after the death of Cirilla's mother, the first summer Cirilla had been queen, the first summer, too, since Kaylin had ascended to Mother Confessor. That Kaylin had become the Mother Confessor at such a young age spoke of both the strength of her power and of her character, and perhaps of a need. Since the selection was made in secrecy, Cirilla knew little about the succession of confessors, except that it was done without animosity or rivalry, and had to do with the strength of power weighed against age and training. To the people of the Midlands, age was irrelevant. They feared confessors in general regardless of age, and the Mother Confessor in particular. They knew she was the most powerful of confessors. Unlike most people, however, Cirilla knew that power in and of itself was not necessarily something to fear, and Kaylin had always been fair. She had never sought anything but peace. That day the streets of Ebenicia, the crown city of Galia, had been filled with festivities of every sort. Not even the lowest stable boy had failed to find welcome at the tables of the fair, or at the games, or around the musicians, acrobats, and jugglers. Cirilla, as queen, had presided over the contests and given ribbons to the victors. She had never seen so many smiling faces, so many happy people. She had never felt so contented for her people, or been made to feel so loved by them. That night there was a royal ball at the palace. The great hall was filled with nearly 400 people. It was dazzling to see everyone in their most elegant dress. Food and wine were arrayed on the long tables in abundant and stunning variety, only fitting for the most important day of the year. It was grand beyond any ball that had come before, for there was much for which to be thankful. It was a time of peace and prosperity, growth and promise, new life and bounty. The music trailed off in thin, discordant notes, and the loud drone of the gathering fell suddenly dead silent as the Mother Confessor strode purposefully into the hall, her wizard at her heels, his silver robes flying behind. Her regal-looking white dress stood out among the confusion of color like the full moon among the stars. Bright color and fancy dress had never looked so unexpectedly trivial. Everyone bowed low at her passing. Cirilla waited with her advisors beside the table, on which sat a large, cut-glass bowl of spiced wine. Kaylin crossed the hushed room, followed by every eye, and drew to a halt before the queen, giving a prompt bow of her head. Her expression was as still as ice. She didn't wait for the formality of the bow to her office to be returned.
"Queen Cirilla, you have an advisor named Drefan Tross?"
Cirilla held her open hand out to the side.
"This is he."
Kaylin's emotionless gaze moved to Drefan.
"I would speak with you in private." "Drefan Tross is a trusted advisor," Cirilla interrupted.
He was more than that. He was a man she was very fond of, a man she was just beginning to fall in love with.
"You may speak to him in my presence."
She didn't know what this was about, but thought it best if she were privy to it. Confessors did not interrupt banquets except for trouble.
"This is neither the time nor place to conduct business of this sort, Mother Confessor, but if it cannot wait, then let it be done and finished with here and now."
She thought that would put it in abeyance until a more appropriate time. Without expression, the Mother Confessor considered this a moment. The wizard at her back was anything but expressionless. He appeared quite agitated, in fact. He bent toward Kaylin to speak, but she raised her hand to silence him before he could begin.
"As you wish.
I am sorry, Queen Cirilla, but it cannot wait." She returned her attention to Drefan. "I have just taken the confession of a murderer. In his confession, He also revealed himself to be an accomplice to an assassin. He named you as that assassin and your target as Queen Cirilla. There were astonished whispers from those near enough to overhear. Dreffen's face went red. The whispers died into brittle silence. Cirilla could scarcely follow what happened next. A blink of the eye and it would have been missed. One instant, Dreffen stood as he had, with his hand in his gold and deep blue coat, and the next, he was driving a knife toward the Mother Confessor. Standing tall, she moved only her arm, catching his wrist. Seemingly at the same time, there was a violent impact to the air. Thunder, but no sound. The cut-glass bowl shattered, flooding red wine over the table and floor. Cirilla flinched with the sudden flash of pain coursing through every joint in her body. The knife clattered to the floor. Dreffen's eyes went wide, his jaw slack.
"Mistress,"
he whispered reverently. Cirilla was numb with shock to see a confessor use her power. She knew only of its after-effects and had never seen it being used. Few had. The magic seemed still to sizzle in the air a long moment. The crowd pressed closer. A warning glare from the wizard changed their curiosity to timidity, and they moved back. Kaelin looked drained, but her voice betrayed no weakness. "You intended to assassinate the queen?"
"Yes, mistress,"
he said eagerly, licking his lips.
"When?" "Tonight, in the confusion when the guests were departing."
Dreffen looked to be in torment. Tears welled up and ran down his cheeks.
"Please, mistress, command me. Tell me what you wish. Let me carry out your command."
Cirilla was still in shock. This was what had been done to her father. This was how he had been taken as a mate to a confessor. First her father, and now a man she held dear. "Wait in silence," Kaelin ordered. Hands hanging at her sides, she turned to Cirilla, her young eyes now heavy with sorrow. "Forgive me for disturbing your celebration, Queen Cirilla, but I feared the results of delay." Her face burning, Cirilla twisted to face Dreffen. He stood gaping at Kaelin.
"Who ordered this, Dreffen? Who ordered you kill me?"
He didn't even seem to be aware she had spoken.
"He will not answer you, Queen Cirilla," Kaelin said. "He will only answer me."
"Then you ask."
"That would not be advisable," the wizard offered quietly.
Cirilla felt a fool. Everyone knew of her fondness for Dreffen. Everyone saw now that she had been duped. No one would ever forget this midsummer festival.
"Do not presume to advise me."
Kaelin leaned closer and spoke softly.
"Cirilla, we think he may be protected by a spell. When I asked his accomplice that question, he died before he could answer. But I believe I know the answer. There are oblique ways of getting the information that might possibly circumvent the spell. If I could take him somewhere alone and question him in my own way, we might be able to get the answer."
Cirilla was near tears with fury.
"I trusted him. He was close to me. He has betrayed me. Me, not you. I will know who sent him. I will hear it from his own lips. You stand in my kingdom, in my home. Ask him."
Kaelin straightened, her face returning to the calm mask that showed nothing.
"As you wish."
She redirected her attention to Dreffen. "Was what you intended to do to the queen of your own volition?" He dry washed his hands in anxious anticipation of pleasing the Mother Confessor.
"No, mistress, I was sent."
If it was possible, Kaelin's face seemed to become even more placid.
"Who sent you?"
One hand rose, and his mouth opened as if in an attempt to do her bidding. All that came from his throat was a gurgle of blood before he collapsed. The wizard gave a knowing grunt.
"As I thought, the same as the other."
Kaelin picked up the knife and offered it handle first to Cirilla.
"We believe there to be a conspiracy of great magnitude brewing. Whether or not this man was part of it, I don't know, but he was sent by Kelton."
"Kelton? I refuse to believe that."
Kaelin nodded at the knife in Cirilla's hand.
"The knife is Keltish."
"Many people carry weapons forged in Kelton. They are some of the finest made. That is hardly proof enough for such an accusation."
Kaelin stood unmoving. Cirilla was too upset at that moment to wonder what thoughts could have been going on behind those green eyes. Kaelin's voice finally came without emotion.
"My father taught me that the Keltons will strike for only two reasons. First, out of jealousy, and second, when they are tempted by weakness. He said that either way,
they will always first test by trying to kill the strongest, highest ranking of their opponents they can. Galia is now the strongest it has ever been, thanks to you, and the Midsummer Festival is the mark of that strength. You are the cause of that jealousy and a symbol of that strength. My father also said that you must always keep an eye to the Keltons and never offer them your back. He said that if you thwart them in the first attempt, it deepens their hunger for your blood, and they will always lie in wait for any weakness so they may strike. Cirilla's smoldering rage at being beguiled by Drefn made her lash out without considering her words.
I would not know what our father said. I never had the benefit of his teachings. He was taken from us by a confessor.
Kaelin's face transformed from the calm, cold blankness of a confessor to a look of ageless, knowing benevolence that seemed well beyond her years.
Perhaps, Queen Cirilla, the good spirits chose to spare you the things he would have taught you, and had him teach me instead. Be thankful they have looked kindly upon you. I doubt the things he taught would have brought you any joy. They bring me none, save perhaps that they have helped me preserve your life this night. Please, do not be bitter. Be at peace with yourself and cherish what you do have, the love of your people. They are your family, one and all.
Kaelin started to turn away, but Cirilla gently caught her arm and drew her aside as men bent to carry the body from the hall.
Kaelin, forgive me.
Her fingers worked a ribbon at her waist.
I have wrongly directed my anger over Drefn to you. I understand, Cirilla. In your place, I would probably have reacted the same. I could see your feelings for Drefn in your eyes. I would not expect you to be happy over what I have just done. Forgive me for bringing anguish to your home on a day that should be only joyful, but I greatly feared the results of delay.
Kaelin had made her feel like the younger sister. She looked anew at the tall, beautiful young woman standing before her.